What's going on, Bud Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 12 of SBR Reports, Sony Ponies, X-Boners, and Master Race. The Master Race. There was supposed to be an article between that one, so yeah, just... And going on, I'm sorry, that was... Alright, super...
That was bad.
That was... Okay, that was not my best. But don't... Do you guys notice something? Do you notice that crystal clear... Not crappy audio quality that we were running into last week.
He was so
week.
Upset that he bought a new microphone.
There was no way in under Celestia's sun that I was just going to let... No, not again. No. And with that, we can move on to our first story. So, for all you Sony ponies out there, or PS4 players, for those who aren't familiar with the common vernacular...
And or bronies that aren't bronies, because not everybody
Not every brony plays PS4, not every brony that plays PS4.
What do you call a brony that plays Xbox then? Anyway, you
could think of a name.
No, I already thought of a couple of names. I'm good. Let's keep going.
You could think of a few. But anyway, so Infamous Second Son was available for free download. This was one of the PlayStation Plus games, and I actually had a chance to download it. I downloaded it Saturday. I was really interested. I loved Infamous. It's a very good series. Unfortunately, it falls into the terrible umbrella of the all or nothing category when it comes to karma. So it's like you either are good and you stay good, or you're bad and you're all bad. You know, you can either save a civilian that's on the street and you can be seen as a hero, or you can kick that civilian out of their way because they're a normie and how dare they get in front of you and your conduit powers, all fear you and worship you or die.
And then earn the title bioterrorist.
Oh, who?
A bioterrorist.
Oh, yes, because that's what they're called in this game.
That's a slur.
Yes, technically it's a slur. Bioterrorist in this particular game's universe, being a conduit, you are labeled as a bioterrorist in this particular game.
Didn't this game come out like a year or two ago? Why are you just now playing it?
Because it was free and it wasn't good enough for me to pay actual money for.
Beat it over the weekend.
Like, I 100% completed the game.
And it only took you that long because you took naps like a human.
Well, I mean, that and work and things like that. You know, Mr. Gamer's wife was upset about the fact that I didn't get into bed till like 11:50 p.m.
Well, to be perfectly fair, you should probably be in bed before 11:50 p.m. when you have a job where you have to get up at 6. You gotta be out the house.
Be out the house by 6. But anyway, the game. For anyone who does have a PS4, please go pick it up. Go play this game. For free, please. I honestly don't think the game's good enough to have money for. The main character, even going down the good route, it never really seemed like he really learned his lesson. I mean, yes, going down the good karma route, you have two partners, one who has the control over video, and then the other one who has control over Neon. And this particular game, conduits have powers over certain things. But video isn't matter and neither is Neon. So I don't even know if I could say that. Like, you have a conduit, you're the villainess who has the power of concrete.
See Toph if Toph was evil.
Yes, except not blind.
And it not blind. If Toph was evil and not blind, this person would be her.
Yes. You know, but other than that, the game was lackluster. I mean, unlike in the first Infamous, you actually had to search for all of the hidden collectibles. In this particular game, you break one of these special military, I'm just going to call them boxes for the sake of this podcast. And after that, they're just literally on your map and you just go out and find them. And with the way that the game's broken down as far as the story, you go to a mission. You don't have to. The mission is placed in this city hub and you can unlock all the different sections of the city to free itself of the dupe or the military control. And then after that, you are significantly overpowered. I was finding myself going through like, oh, so I can go here and then go here. Next thing you know, I've maxed out all the powers that the story will let me have at that moment until I complete the next story mission. Like I said, Infamous Second Son, it's not a bad game. I'm glad it was free on PS Plus, because it's just not good enough for me to pay actual money for it. It didn't look that good. But that leads me into a game that actually does look pretty good. There is a VR video game called The Well from Turtle Rock Studios, the same developer behind Left 4 Dead. Thumbs up! And then Evolve. I'd rather cut my thumbs off.
Well, dang.
I'm sorry. I did not like Evolve at all. Well,
you need to evolve above your hatred, good sir.
How about I'm glad that that video game was Left 4 Dead?
You know, you think when I finally got up on him, he just comes back swinging. You know what? Never mind.
I mean, I've evolved.
I hope you step on a Lego. I hope you step on two Legos.
Why two Legos?
Two Legos.
But
the ones with the awkward corners.
Why would you do that to me?
Because I don't like you.
Well, I hope you like this game. This game is a turn-based fantasy role-playing game for the Samsung Gear VR. Sorry, iPhone Club, but you guys will have your wonderful $1,000 to $1,200 phone. That's nice.
Man, it suddenly got dark in here. Did the lights flicker?
Oh no, I'm tossing out all the shade.
Anyway, I mean, it's storybook art style with, you know, everybody knows at this point. If you don't know, have you actually been listening to this podcast? Knows I love anything pretty.
Oh, does she?
I will play it if it's pretty. If it's pretty and scary, odds are I will only slightly play it. Slightly. In a corner. Crying.
Well,
probably not VR style.
Well, no, and I think that the way that this game, and this isn't their first VR game, they had another one, Face Your Fears, Blade Runner 2049, Replicant Pursuit, and Other Worlds. I'm not really into the whole VR scene, so I guess I'm not like, oh yeah, I gotta jump into this. But from the trailer that was in the article on GameSpot.com, you can check our website for the link, it actually looks pretty good. I think I played one or two games in VR, and it was just the simple games that came with my S8 Plus when I had received it. It does, I can see the appeal of VR. I also know that I have some fans who would like for me to play Emily.
You have one fan.
Oh no.
Who is very persistent.
Basically, I need to go play Emily. But based off the trailer, it does look good. I can see how they can't really... I wouldn't want an action RPG VR, especially on my phone. Like, I imagine it's going to be a whole lot of resources that it's going to take up from my phone. And on top of it being turn-based, that does make it a little easier, you know, because you can... You need to, you know, I'm assuming you're going to be pointing and clicking with your VR remote to whatever thing that you need to do. But the trailer does show some very, very beautiful graphics in VR. And this was just the trailer. So I still had, you know, the white background of whatever website that you just happened to be looking at the trailer at. Imagine looking at this game as it's supposed to be in virtual reality. I imagine it's going to be very, very pretty. Now, they have the standard four characters that you can play as: the warrior, the mage, the rogue, the druid. I'm most likely going to be going as the mage because, you know, magic is always OP.
Hashtag druids for life.
Anyway, you can assemble other characters. You level them up like you would in an RPG. I like this idea. The fact that it came from them with Left 4 Dead and Evolve is like, okay, I will perhaps look at the other VR games that they've made, but the titles aren't necessarily
I know I want to play this. I'm gonna be borrowing your VR headset.
I'm glad you're gonna be borrowing it,
because I'm just not paying $10 for a VR headset from Target.
I mean,
I'm not paying $10 for a busted V. Look, I made
busted.
I made a mistake by buying a $10 power bank from Target.
That's unfortunate.
No, it was $5.
That is...
And it melted.
That is significantly unfortunate.
I almost set my leg on fire.
Well, come October 11th, anyone interested in The Well will be able to purchase it for $10. The game launches the first day of this year's Oculus Connect event, and you'll also be able to play the game from there. Sidebar, Evolve sucks. Okay, I think that's...
You good?
Yep, I'm good.
Get out of the system?
Just a little bit.
Are you sure?
Yep, I think we can get on to our main story now.
Hey!
All right, our main story. So, a article was released on DSOGaming.com titled, Obsidian Admits That Fallout New Vegas, which is the best Fallout of the series, Fallout 4 is complete trash, was limited by consoles. The author of the article goes to break down just how much the game had to be essentially dumbed down for the consoles. And the one thing that I took away from it was that you can only do so much with a gamepad. And as someone who owns a wonderful PC, like, I don't think I'm going to be trying to take this to like pro gaming league or anything like that, but it's good enough to play video games for you guys and girls. I see the appeal. I mean, I won't say that consoles are useless, because I believe that a particular person, I believe a Review Tech USA, mistakenly maybe said that and then didn't necessarily correct himself properly when he was doing a piece about it. And I don't want to do that. PC gaming is great. It does amazing things. Indie developers can create on PC very quickly, though I do know how important it is for consoles. Now, am I upset about Fallout New Vegas, which I actually just, like, I think 2 weeks ago, bought the Game of the Year edition on Steam. I already have 3 characters that I've made on it. Like, I love this game. Am I upset about the fact that it was limited because it had to be put on multiple consoles? A little, but then again, I can play it on a PC, whereas Ms. Duval, on the other hand...
I just am not about to sell out money to play a video game on a freaking computer. I'm not. My laptop is enough. I can play Dream Daddy and be happy.
Dream Daddy. Okay, sorry.
It's a good thing we're not on camera. Anyway. But what? Yeah, like, I read the article and it doesn't surprise me because, well, technology, but then again, consoles are getting better and better and better and better and better as time goes on.
Arguably.
They'll get there.
Okay. I would say that there are consoles getting better, and then there are like branching paths where the Switch, that's going in the right direction. The 2DS... maybe not so much.
I mean, the 2DS has its pros and cons. The main pro it being cheaper than 3DS.
And I don't really know any games where 3D is a complete 100% necessity.
Yeah, so, like, the 2DS has its purposes. If it wasn't for the fact that I wanted the Galaxy colored cell, I would get a 2DS. The 2DS XL. But I also think I'm just not going to do that because I'm an aesthetic.
Okay, then. All right. Okay, then. Well, you know what? Since this is our main story, let's delve deeper into that.
Yes.
So you were talking about aesthetics. I can't necessarily say that that most consoles are going in the right direction aesthetically because of this emphasis on 4K.
Okay, yeah. Like, I know 4K is the new big thing. Just like HD, 1080p.
Ultra HD.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Let it be heard from the start button review. I don't care how pretty your skybox is. I don't care how...
If I have to buy a new TV in order to enjoy this, I'm not going to.
Well, I'm not even talking about the TV. I'm just talking about like the video games in general, because the emphasis is that it adds so much to the experience. And I can't see that. I don't agree with that. And I say that after playing The Witcher 3 on my PC. It looks gorgeous. Skyrim looks gorgeous.
Honestly.
And then I play Undertale.
Yeah, Undertale isn't really about graphics.
But the point is that...
It's a nice game.
It's not as if I need that for that 4K. Like, oh, a console that can do 4K. Okay, that's...
See, here's my issue with technology in general. It's forever growing. It's not slowing down. Like, the VR thing, the Oculus and the VR thing came out, like, what, a couple of years ago?
I know that the VR got big about 2 years ago.
Okay, and now you can buy them for $10 at a freaking Target. You can buy them
at 7-Eleven.
You can buy them at a freaking 7-Eleven. You can waltz in, get some bad pizza, get that hangover energy drink you know you're going to drink, and a freaking VR set. Headset, because, you know, technology.
They're just mass produced that way. I mean,
that's the thing about technology, because after that dies down, and thinking 4K essentially becomes the standard, we're going to move on to the next thing. I mean, remember how excited we got over Kingdom Hearts 13 freaking years ago? We found that out today.
Why did you? Wow.
But remember when it, like, was so pretty and was the prettiest game ever?
It was really pretty.
So, honestly, that's how I feel about this article, and that's how I feel about it, all of this in general. I don't care. I love pretty games. I freaking love pretty games, but I'm going to wait until it's cheaper.
Well, but going back onto the consoles, now, is that to say that if you had an opportunity to build Catherine, except I'm pretty sure you wouldn't call her Catherine, it's probably something along the lines of... I don't know, Lindora or something like that.
It'll be Bolts, because Bolts is the ship.
Okay, Bolts.
Thank you.
Whatever. Are you saying that you would you not play it as much because a huge PC isn't aesthetically pleasing to you?
You know, see, the thing is, I've had the opportunity to build it myself, and I would make it aesthetically pleasing to me. It will fit into my space, or
there'd be stickers all over it.
No, it... Okay, maybe.
Yeah, come on.
Most likely. But I think you also have to take into account, when it comes to me, personally, in my opinion, I'm a casual gamer. I'm not aiming to sit down and play video games forever in front of a huge setup. I like my handhelds. I like the PS4 when I can sit down and play my JRPGs in peace. I don't like shooters. I don't care to play online because people upset me.
People are less than optimal. Let's keep it civil here. Some people are less than optimal.
Yes, and like, you know, if I'm just being a noob, and then someone decides to take advantage of that to get a cheap point, I'm gonna
calling you a Hanzo main. That's an Overwatch reference for those listening. That was actually an insult. There's a picture. It's on the internet of someone who called another kid a Hanzo main, and that kid got detention. Just let that sink in for a bit.
But the thing is, I think for me personally, as much as I love all of this happening and everything, I don't care, because it's not like I'm missing out on much, because I'm not going to be getting how much did Catherine cost you?
Catherine cost me somewhere like upwards of like $1,500.
Yeah, no. I'm not doing that. You know what I can do with that?
I'm pretty sure you can get a lot of stuff.
Yes, I can get a lot of things for my side projects.
So many things. I'm a little disappointed that I couldn't get as much Fallout as I wanted, but I can't say that it's the console's fault. I can't say that it's the console's fault, because you can't put the power of a PC in a console.
You can't. For now.
You can't put the power of a full keyboard in on a gamepad. You can't. Like, you only have so many buttons where I can keybind to Kingdom Come if I really so chose to. Which is, I guess, why right now most of the games that I own are on PC.
I mean, plus it's just easier for you because you get everything off of Steam. You Steam addict.
I'm not a Steam addict. My wallet stayed pretty non-thin, pretty thick during the summer sale, by the way.
Your wallet was slim thick. It wasn't thick. It was slim thick.
Okay. Yes, it wasn't thick two C's.
It was slim thick. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
It was the cheap ribeye steak.
Wow. Thank you. Anyway, but I would say that consoles have their place.
For noobs like me.
No, I'm not going to say for noobs, because you know the one thing that's really difficult to do on PC? Local multiplayer.
True.
Local multiplayer. I mean, you could just plug USBs up into it and make sure that the drivers...
My occasionally filled with a lot of my husband's friends.
And it's easier for them to just get their controllers or whatever, play their, you know, less than optimal fighting games, and...
Oh, dude, he's going to come for you for that.
What? All I said was less than optimal. I could have said worse. I could have, but I didn't. I didn't. Hashtag settle it and smash. But no, like, I'm... Oh my goodness, are you okay?
You know he listens to this, right?
Yes, I am 100% completely aware of that.
Oh Lord.
But anyway, as I was saying, consoles have their place. I guess because it's just easier for me to get the game and I can see them on my very nice TV that I would do that. That doesn't mean that I'm going to upgrade to 4K. That doesn't mean that I'm going to try to put the latest and greatest graphics card in Catherine either.
Well, I think at some point you might have to.
Okay, but that's going to be significantly later down the line. And I still have my PS4 and my not Xbox, because why would I get an Xbox, for everything else. You know, my local multiplayer, so I can beat you in Mario Kart. You okay there? You okay?
Five Legos?
I'm sorry.
I hope one of them is the Superman Lego.
Why? The Superman, like, the actual, like, Superman Lego piece?
Yes.
That's just mean.
And his Superman flying pose.
You are just being extra mean to me for no reason.
I'm always mean to you. You used to be used to it by now.
Yeah. But I think we can wrap this up with the general consensus that consoles have their place. They aren't as powerful as PCs and will never be as powerful as PCs. And I consider myself a beautiful hybrid of the PC Master Sony Pony Race. Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna. Yeah,
you're
that's
obnoxious.
Gonna be that's gonna be a hashtag. Is that too long for a hashtag?
Yes, we'll work on it. We're gonna whip this. It's gonna be a work in progress.
Okay.
You're obnoxious.
Only on the days that end in Y.
Oh my Lord.
Oh Twitter. Anyway, with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer
and this is Kitty DeVall
signing off.